Welcome to the July 19th service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Our virtual service today is led by Worship Associate Ellen Plummer. The sermon, titled Wisdom is More Beautiful Than the Sun, is delivered virtually by Reverend Laura Horton Ludwig, who is a minister of Unitarian Universalist Williamsburg.
I'm Ellen Plummer, and it's my pleasure to facilitate our worship service this morning. And I'd like to acknowledge that it takes quite a number of volunteers to support our ability to offer virtual services. It truly, truly does take a village, especially when our mayor, Rev Pam, is on a very well-deserved break. As we enter our worship time together, I invite you to savor the sound of a Tibetan singing bowl. Our community is meeting regularly via Zoom and in other safe and distanced ways. Look to the announcements email for more information. If you're with us for the first time, we are really glad you've joined us and found us, or found us and joined us. You'll find a link to the virtual visitors card in the chat. Fill it out, please, if you'd like for us to keep in touch with you. A reminder that if you have a joy or a sorrow that you would like shared aloud this morning, you'll find the link in the chat and can fill it out. Please make note of the strategic planning survey and the auction website. If you have a candle or a chalice at home, I invite you to light it at this time and say with me the words of for kindling the flame of our community. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Our opening words today are embracing wisdom. And they're from Proverbs. When wisdom is embraced, righteousness, justice, and fairness are known. All paths are illumined, and you need fear no detour. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge of your soul, you will perceive the order of the universe and never despair. You will be rescued from your own dark inclinations, and not even the cleverest lies will deceive you. Please join me in reading our congregational covenant. It's on our screen. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement to inspire, create, and transform, and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions. Every week, our congregation donates half of our offering to a local or Unitarian Universalist affiliated organization. This week, we invite all who are able to donate to do so, and we are supporting the Blacksburg Volunteer Rescue Squad today. Information is on our screen and in the chat for giving online. You can use the internet and access our congregation's website to give, or you may want to use your cell phone and text the word fund and send it to the number 844-909-2617, or you may choose to download the Give Plus app onto your phone and follow the instructions there. As we go through our lives, we experience joy, concern, sorrows, and being a covenantal congregation means we support one another in meaningful ways across all of life's stepping stones. Today's prayer is by Chris Cervantes. Rest in the peace of this moment. Rest now. Rest in the peace of this moment. Be at ease. Look up at the stars and down at the grass. Imagine the stars looking back at you over years and centuries, across oceans of empty space. Imagine the feel of the grass on your bare feet and feel it dry and crunchy, soft and supple. Rest now, rest in the peace of this moment. Dream for a little while of young people and young animals, innocent in the way of the young, careless and uncaring, accepting everything in their newness. Dream for a little while at the elders and the wisdom they have to give, the voices that say to you, it is right and proper to rest now. Rest in the peace of this moment. Be still at the turning axis of the world and let go. Let go of the long unspooling of history, of sorrow and joy and birth and death, and all the long years in between. Rest now. Rest in the peace of this moment. Today's reading is from the Wisdom of Solomon, and it was given to me to read by our guest minister, Rev. Laura. There is in her a spirit that is intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, mobile, clear, unpolluted, distinct, invulnerable, loving the good, keen, irresistible, beneficent, humane, steadfast, sure, free from anxiety, all-powerful, overseeing all. Although she is but one, she can do all things. And while remaining in herself, she renews all things. She is more beautiful than the sun and excels every constellation of the stars. Compared with the light, she is found to be superior, for it is succeeded by the night. But against wisdom, evil does not prevail. But against wisdom, evil does not prevail.
Hello, Unitarian Universalist neighbors. Morton Ludwig, and I serve as minister of the Williamsburg UUs in Williamsburg, Virginia. Today, even separated as we are by time and space, and I'm very glad to find our congregations together. There is a beautiful philosophical tradition dating back to the Greek-influenced Jewish communities of the first century BCE, a tradition of imagining the human quality of wisdom as a being, usually female, sometimes called the divine Sophia, from the Greek word for wisdom. A bit later, some of the early Christian groups associated this divine wisdom with the Holy Spirit. The reading you heard today from the Wisdom of Solomon comes out of the Jewish strand of this tradition. It's probably the most famous example of writings on wisdom as the divine feminine, certainly one of the most beautiful. Wisdom is more beautiful than the sun, and against wisdom, evil does not prevail. Words that we need now in our own time, when so often it seems that wisdom is not prevailing in our world. There is so much fear and worry in the air about where we are all headed, and we could use some help. So today, I want to offer you a story from this ancient tradition honoring wisdom. A story that I hope can offer us some much needed perspective and encouragement as we try to think and act wisely here and now. This is a true story. Once, there was a man named Boethius. He was born in Rome somewhere around the year 477, just after the fall of the Roman Empire in the West. Boethius came from a family of public servants. Early in his own distinguished career, he served as a legislator. Later, he became chief of staff for the King of Italy, who reported directly to the emperor in Constantinople. But around the year 524, Boethius was denounced by a rival and arrested on trumped-up charges. His boss, the king, had become quite paranoid by this time, and they turned on Boethius and got the Senate to sentence him to exile and execution. This is all in the historical record. And it might have been just a sad story, albeit one with some pretty odd resonances with today. But Boethius was also a scholar and a philosopher. And while he was in exile, awaiting execution, he wrote a book to try to make sense of what had happened to him. He called his book The Consolation of Philosophy. It was pretty much the when bad things happen to good people of his generation, and it became one of the most beloved books in the Europe of the Middle Ages. It still has a lot to say to us today. Boethius begins his book by remembering how sad he was when he found himself in exile. He describes himself, he says, "My hair, untimely white upon my head, and I, a worn out bone bag hung with flesh." He is in a place of despair. But then he writes, "I became aware of a woman standing over me. She was of awe-inspiring appearance, her eyes burning and keen." And soon we learn that this figure is Lady Philosophy, an incarnation of the wisdom that Boethius has studied and devoted himself to all his life. Lady Philosophy is here to console him, to heal him, to help him make peace with this extremely painful turn that his life has taken. And the heart of her teaching, offered over the next 100-some pages, is this. Remember that things in this life are always changing. The things we enjoy and take pleasure in may not last. But if you set your mind on the good and try to live according to the teachings of wisdom, those things will always last. They will never betray you. In Boethius's day, many people thought that life was like a wheel turned by the goddess of fortune. The wheel of fortune in those days was a deadly serious metaphor for how quickly life can change. Sometimes you're riding high at the top of the wheel. The next minute, you've sunk all the way to the bottom. Toward the beginning of the book, Lady Philosophy tells Boethius about the goddess Fortune. She asks Boethius why he's so sad about his own changing fortunes. And she tells him, she says, "You are wrong if you think fortune has changed toward you. Change is her normal behavior, her true nature. in the very act of changing, she has preserved her own particular kind of constancy toward you. You have discovered the changing faces of the random goddess. To others, she still veils herself, but to you, she has revealed herself to the full. I sit with these words, and I think there is something very important for us here. In the last few months, we have experienced the instability of human life in a visceral and frightening way. So much that we might take for granted is fragile and can be lost. The words of Lady Philosophy are echoing in my ears. You have discovered the changing faces of the random goddess. To others, she still veils herself, but to you, she has revealed herself. And so, with Boethius, I find that I need the counsel of the Lady Philosophy. I am sitting at her feet, because I need to be reminded of where my grounding truly is. I need to know what will hold firm when the things of the world begin to spin and tilt alarmingly. So here is what she tells us. She says, first, we know that people get all tangled up in chasing after external things that we think will bring us happiness, but they don't. Good looks, power, money. We chase after all sorts of external things in life, and sometimes we get them for a while. But the happiness we get from these things, Lady Philosophy calls it false happiness, because it's dependent on things that are unstable and constantly changing. So she tells us, stop. Stop chasing all the external stuff. She says to find true and perfect happiness, we need to let go of all that and look inside to find that which is infinite and lasting. And when we look inside, what do we find? This is where I want to tread carefully, because where she goes next may lose some of us. But I'm going to try to hold us together. In Boethius's world, there was a clear consensus that the world had been created by a force of some kind, which Boethius's world, God. Lady Philosophy tells us, keep your mind fixed on God, the creator of all things, the center of all things, and so find stillness, find peace. And I know that not all of us may be able to follow her here. We have a big tent in our congregations when it comes to our understanding of God or not. But I want to offer that what Boethius means by God is very simple and really doesn't depend on belief as we usually think of it. Boethius, instructed by his Lady Philosophy, says, we human beings, we are here in time. But beyond time, there is something which is infinite. We human beings are caught on fortune's wheel, the ever-changing dance of life. But beyond that wheel, there is a still point in the middle, which also lives inside each one of us and every living thing. That still point is what Boethius calls God, what Buddhists call nirvana, or the unconditioned. That still point is what any of us can experience without needing to label it at all when our mind becomes still and we feel at peace. This is the end and goal of wisdom's teaching. We can find that still point within ourselves no matter which way fortune's wheel turns us. And in that still point is the happiness that will last, the ground that will hold us steady no matter what. Lady Philosophy says, you cannot impose anything on a free mind, and you cannot move from its state of inner tranquility, a mind at peace with itself and firmly founded on reason. Friends, in these turbulent days, may these ancient wisdom teachings bless us with true and unshakable peace. When we grow fearful for what is to come, remember the still point within you that never leaves you. And may wisdom guide you always. For against wisdom, evil will not prevail. So may it be, and amen.
Today's benediction are words attributed to Jesus ben Sira. Come to her with all you are, and know her ways with all you have. Search and seek, and she will be found. And when you hold her, do not let her go, for in this is perfect rest and joy. And a reminder of Rev Laura's words, against wisdom, evil does not prevail. Blessed be, and amen. And then, as we extinguish our chalice, I invite you to consider the wisdom offered by Brian O'Driscoll. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put the tomato in a fruit salad.